Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Well, to answer Merrill's question there, as we go to Merrill moment number 38, no, I never saw anything like that. Two block field goals in the fourth quarter, including the walk-off block field goal and return by Jordan Davis, who that was probably the game of the season last year. Eagles down so much early. Right, Lane goes out of that game. There was Matt Pryor, the right tackle that came in. He just got abused before they went to Fred Johnson.
Yeah.
Jalen was getting crushed in the first half. Then they lighted up in the second half. That was, of course, the game where you said, you know, Jalen slapped Petullo in the lips. And
slap him. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, took over play calling. Jalen's good in the second half. AJ goes off, but they're still clinging, right? It's 27-26. Stafford takes the Rams right down the field. And, Hugh, I'm sitting there thinking, Rams are about to walk this off with a field goal. Because my memory tells me that wasn't like a 60-yarder. That was a makeable field goal.
Yeah.
And Jalen Carter blocked his second one of the
took
day.
It to the house.
My goodness.
Was
and then
rolling.
Davis takes it in.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
It was that, and that's a great call by Merrill. I don't know if we'll ever see two blocked field goals in the fourth quarter, including
anomaly.
A walk-off touchdown like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy the way that that game went, man. And then to see the big fella rolling down the field
yep.
like that, that was pretty cool.
You could join us Tuesday, September 15th for Merrill Live at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey. A special evening honoring the legendary voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, 94WIP.com to reserve your seat. So I was wondering, Hugh, when I heard this was today's, that's probably our latest and most recent Merrill moment, right? There can't be another moment from last season. I just would be shocked. To me, that was the highlight of last season. Am I missing one post that game? I don't think so.
Not Spitgate.
Well, that was before.
That was before.
That was week one.
Yeah.
No, Spitgate is not one of them.
I'm just saying it's probably up on the list. Spittlegate.
What about that touchdown they scored against Buffalo when we had the Bash Bros thing?
Oh, the armbar with Sirianni and Petullo? Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm going to boycott.
You don't think that was a significant moment?
No. I don't think it was. No, when they won 13-12 or whatever in the rain.
What about the double turnover from Jalen against the Chargers?
Well, that might have been a memorable call. Yeah, because that was one of the wildest plays you'll ever see. Don't really think we squeezed out of the top 50, though. That feels a little – it doesn't feel as exciting, let's say, as the one.
What about giving up 24 straight points to the Cowboys?
No, that's – we feel like we went down a dark path.
Well, this is a hell of a season last year, man. I'm looking back at some of these games.
Hey, it felt like all of a sudden we just went down a dark path.
That sucked.
We thought these were supposed to be joyous moments.
Well, they are. That's why I'm saying that's the last joyous moment.
Not necessarily. Yeah. They're just Merrill moments. Like, Merrill's called,
looking at big Merrill moments, and you know, that probably was a big call for Merrill. You know the ones that I like is when, and I hate to say this, but when his voice cracks.
Talkie-talkie?
No, dog.
Am I going to have to find that again?
That's why you were not involved in the voting for the top.
Agent of Chaos. I like the when his voice cracks or when something happens.
You know what that means? That's the pure joy and excitement.
Love you, Meryl. Love you, Meryl. But that voice cracking is hilarious.
Well, I think we all probably had a voice crack with Talkie Talkie intercepted Wentz in Cleveland in 2020. had the moment.
Oh, that was crazy.
It was outrageous. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's hear it. Let's hear Talkie Talkie.
No.
Darn right it was.
Hey, listen. I know I don't have that many friends, but I'm okay with that because of stuff like that. That voice inflection was bananas.
And totally warranted. It was a disaster of a month of football from that quarterback.
It felt like somebody kicked him in the groin right when he did that.
Well, Wentz was kicking us all in the groin.
It was hilarious.
I don't think he was the only one that felt that way. All of our voices cracked. It was
an outrageous decision by Wentz.
It was ridiculous. He telegraphed he was going to throw it to the flat for a minute.
I mean, you could hear it like you don't even have to watch it. You could just see how slowly it's unfolding because of the way Merrill's describing it.
Like
everyone in that stadium knew what was happening.
Talkie-talkie could have walked over and taken it away. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You'll learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Is there real pressure on Sean Mannion this season? Yes or no?
Yes, 78%.
Well, the people are with you on the voting, but it's not 78%. Yes is at 64%.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You count that as a win?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Hugh Douglas
win. Well, it's one of those things where when you look at it, like there's going to be nuance. There's going to be a whole lot of nuance to this offense. And most people wouldn't be wrong in maybe thinking that the quarterback has something to do with it. But that's not going to be the initial thought.
Well, of course he has something to do with
it. Yeah, but that's not going to be the initial thought. Because we've been down this road before. And like you said, pelts on the wall. You got pelts on the wall, dog.
I don't know. I might be dead wrong on this. I think this year's different. Like we all hope, and I think a lot of us believe they're going to come out. We're going to get to week one and some news coming up here. They're going to come out and score a bunch of points and win week one. But I don't know. You think if they struggle offensively week one, we're coming in the next game, people are saying, Mannion stinks.
Yeah, there's offense. Yes.
I don't.
He's never done it before, Joe. We have no measuring stick for what it's going to look
but
like.
But we have common denominator. And Mannion would be one game in. Hurts is 100
okay,
games.
Okay, yes. And we've seen this before. Like we were told, like how many times as a fan? Now, this is strictly as a fan. That we were told, hey, this is the guy. For whatever reason, we were told that. We were told Brian Johnson was the guy.
All right, you're right. But what's more likely?
Petullo was the guy.
Is it more likely they keep whiffing that bad, or is it more likely the quarterback's holding something back?
Joe, I'm with you on that. But I'm telling you, initially, when we get to this point, if it gets to this point, that's not going to be the initial thought. The initial thought is going to be, oh, here we go again with this person that hasn't called plays before ever. And then let's not forget.
I think this one's the straw that broke the camel's back.
I think so.
Okay, but let's not forget. Let's not forget. For whatever reason, nobody wanted this job note.
But that's not Sean Mannion's fault.
No, but I'm just saying nobody wanted this job of note.
That goes back to the other side of the equation, though.
Okay, it does, but nobody's going to see it that way,
but
Joe.
That's why I'm here. This is why I'm here. To help people. Because obviously
I hear you. I hear you. But I'm telling you, nobody's going to see it that way.
Well,
I'm here to give you the enlighten you the best that I possibly can.
I'm doing the enlightening. I don't need to be enlightened on my own enlightenment.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Tell them, Joe. All right. Talk
well,
to
I'm
him.
Trying. Okay. Let's get to some quick pieces.
1 o'clock?
1:09.
Damn.
What time did you think it was?
I didn't know. I thought it was like 12. So.
12.
You're getting tired?
No, I'm not getting tired. I'm just like, dang, this day is flying.
It is flying. Yeah. It is. All right, let's get to a couple. Well, speaking of flying.
Trying to teach y'all something. It's
well,
flying.
No, I'm doing the teaching today. All right.
Class is
what
session.
Are you teaching us?
I'm just trying to teach you how it's going to go.
Have you ever taught us anything?
Never.
I teach y'all something every day, man. If it goes south, boy, it's going to be bad.
Teach us a lot about you, that's for sure.
If it goes south, it's going to be bad.
Well, that's for sure. Okay. We did get some news, and Hugh, it's good news for the Eagles, bad news for their week one opponent, the Washington Commanders. Laramie Tunsil, their left tackle, who they traded a bunch for a year ago, triceps, he is out.
Yeah, he might be done for the season.
Might be.
He is done for the season.
But he's at least, I don't know when he's coming back, but I know he's not going to play week one. That's obviously a huge injury. Hugh, it's a twofold reaction I had to. One, great news for the Eagles week one. It's, it's a difference-making injury for that particular game. This Eagles defense, this pass rush, the edges without him out there is a big deal. The second thing is, if I had to rank the teams in the NFC East right now, I'd put them last. After 2 years ago, they were in the title game against us. Just roster-wise, we'll see what the coaching looks like. There's a lot of change with all these coordinators in this division, some head coach changes with the Giants, obviously. But I would rank the teams, Eagles and Cowboys, clearly the top two. Like I think then I think there's a gap. I would go Giants 3, and I would go Commanders 4 with the Tunsil news.
Yeah, you know what? And I know this is neither here nor there, but the first thing that popped in my head when I thought about Laramie Tunsil was I was kind of wondering if his mom is still dating that dude that released that videotape of him wearing that bong on
his
draft
day.
His
mom was dating that guy?
I think she was. I think that was her boyfriend. Or he was stepdaddy.
How could she still date him?
I don't know.
Trying to but ruin his son's career.
She was dating him on draft night.
Boy, that's one of those things where first impressions last. The guy's played in the league a decade. He's been a really good player.
I'm wondering if she
gets hurt in 2026. He was like, remember that? Remember that bong?
I wonder if his mama's still dating.
She can't be.
Dating buddy. I don't know. She might.
No, stop.
She might. Am I wrong for thinking that?
Yes. Completely.
No, I mean, I thought they was cool after the
also,
fact.
Also, some big time analysis of the week one game there. Thank you. Kyle, did you have a bong or a week one take?
A class is in session, Joe. Stuff you won't
you
get anywhere else.
This was stream of conscience, man. That's what I was just thinking. Buddy tried to derail his draft.
That's my fault. I should have just said the left tackle. I said Laramie Tunsil, and you just you went on a different team.
I don't know. I didn't buy the Commanders this year at all anyway.
But this makes them worse.
They're screwed, yeah. I mean,
yeah, especially when you – never mind.
Also,
leave that one alone.
Tough for Jaden Daniels, too, who kind of needs a bounce back here.
Of course he does. And he needs to stay healthy.
His mama need a boyfriend.
Well, there's a lot of things going on down there.
Get off the mom thing. My goodness.
No, I'm just saying.
A lot of mama talk this segment.
No, I'm just saying. It's just
– any other moms you want to bring up?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just like, yeah, she need a boyfriend or something. She need a hobby. Well, maybe she need to get a 3D printer.
Goodness, I didn't know where you were going with that.
you got a little nervous when I
did. I didn't know what you were going to say she needs.
No, I'm just saying she needs a 3D printer. Maybe she
How about that D, baby?
Well, I tell you, see? That's why, see? She needs a hobby.
Well, okay, yeah.
Then I'm like 3D
the Commanders
printer.
Need a left tackle. Jaden Daniels' mom needs a hobby.
Yeah. I'm going to text B. Mitch and be like.
You do that.
Like, what's going on down
one
there?
One more piece of news from the NFC. This could affect the Eagles. Actually, I think this is one to keep an eye on.
What you got?
Teddy Bridgewater, who was going to back up Jared Goff in Detroit.
Yes.
He decided to go home. He's done.
Yeah, he got jammed up when he was coaching high school with the Uber thing, trying to get the kids home or something. So he may be going back home to coach.
Maybe. And he had a nice career. Teddy Bridgewater, of course, is part of Eagles lore in a way because when he went down in 2016, it allowed the Vikings had the need, right? They traded the first-round pick for Sam Bradford. Mm-hmm. That opened the door to Wentz, and, you know, the Eagles kind of jumped from there. But if the Lions are in need of a backup quarterback, Hugh, I got a team that might have a surplus of backup quarterbacks.
Who was that?
The Eagles.
Oh, you're talking about the Eagles.
Hugh will be 6 feet under before he gets rid of Andy Dalton.
No, Andy Dalton's not going nowhere.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
I think if anybody goes, it's 10. Yeah.
All right, would we say now this week's going to be our first preseason game, so we'll see, I would guess, three of the four quarterbacks in action. I don't anticipate Jalen's going to play. 3 weeks from now, which of these quarterbacks is gone from the team? Because they're not keeping four. McKee, Dalton, Peyton.
Wait a minute, Red Star?
One of them's got to go, right? So Jalen's the quarterback. So
I would say Tanner.
Detroit?
Yeah.
It feels like
I would say Tanner. Because Red Star, they've been raving, and Red Star been out here. He's been putting in work. Like, Red Star.
He's here every day after practice.
After practice running. Like, I don't see him out there right now. This is because we're a little bit further out there practice. Yeah, but Red Star here every day getting in that extra work.
Yeah, it seems like they are committed to developing.
Yeah, they like Red Star. So I would probably say Tanner. Tanner is probably the sacrificial lamb in all of this. Not that they don't like him, but I think that they're more comfortable at the backup spot with the red rifle. You know, with his playing experience and his familiarity with this offense than they are with Tanner.
I wonder what they get for let's just use you
– First round draft pick.
Stop it.
Okay.
He has 1 year left on his deal. He can't beat out Andy Dalton here. And we're going to ask for a first round pick?
I don't – you know, honestly, I don't think it's about beating out Andy. I think it's more about them being comfortable with with the years that Andy has.
But he's behind Andy Dalton on the
depth. You're right.
Well, then, what did we get Andy Dalton for, Kyle? A seventh? I mean, we're probably looking at a sixth or a seventh for McKee. I'd be maybe a fifth.
Far cry from a first-round draft pick.
Well, you wanted the ninth overall pick in the draft form a year ago.
I did, and I say that with my chest. I say it with my chest. With conviction.
It was a heavy ass. It was a heavy, heavy ass. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. We do have a pair of tickets to give away before we hand it over to the afternoon show at 2 o'clock. So the Eagles open practice. It's the only open practice of the summer. Tuesday, August 25th. Give us your best what if. Could be sports. Could be non-sports. Last week, I told you guys I wrote a book called What If, and it's the best Philly sports what ifs of all time. WhatIfPhillyBook.com. So it kind of got us thinking of what ifs. Some of these today have kind of, in a way, been related to some of the chapters. We'll see what the best answers we get today wins the prize to the Eagles open practice. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP.
Here we go. What's up, Chris?
Happy Monday, Hugh.
Happy Monday, man.
What's up, Chris?
All right. I got to talk to Douglas here.
Go for it.
I got an axe to grind. So, first of all, what do I do? Let me address the shots you're taking at poor Merrill. We all have had issues with our voice cracks, okay? I know Kyle's got a lot of audio, and myself included. So can we please give Mr. Merrill a break?
And you know what, Kyle? You know what to do.
So,
you're right.
Let's get up off that. Now, Mr. Douglas, let me address something here. You were like, no, they're not going to blame Jalen for this, and we're going to blame the offensive coordinator. You, sir, the same guy that has been calling for the Red Rifle to replace Jalen if the offense fails. You didn't say anything about replacing an offensive coordinator. No, you called for the Red Rifle.
No.
The well, only one on the show to do it, by the way.
Well, see, Douglas.
The coordinator's going to be the fall guy?
Well, see.
You don't even believe that yourself.
Chris.
There's the voice crack.
Perfect.
But see, Chris, here's the reality of it. And I've always said this when it comes to especially this situation. In order for people to see it the way that we think it might go, you have to have a control group, right? Or whichever one it is, the control group or whatever the other
placebo
one's called.
Placebo effect
and all that. Because that's who Andy Dalton is. Because if you don't see what the offense is supposed to run like and Jalen's behind center, then we don't have a measuring stick. All we can go on is the fact that the Coach Mannion has never done this before. And that's why I said that if anything like this happens, if Jalen can't pick it up, that's when they're going to put him on the field because he's the measuring stick, and he's going to be like, well, see, this is what the offense is supposed to look like. Even though I don't think the Red Rifle is that talented, but he's ran this offense enough that he can run it similar to what they want it to look like. That's the point.
I hear what you're saying, but the Eagles are also saying something different too, and you know that. If they believe the only question of this offense being successful or not successful rests on the shoulders of the offensive coordinator, Jalen Hurts already would have gotten that contract extension.
I agree. Yep.
And you know, so the fact that hasn't happened lets you know there's two parts in question here, not just one. And that's what I want to say. And I appreciate you letting me come on here and keeping you straight, Hugh. It's tough. I mean, Joe can't do all this by himself, and Kyle's back in the studio. So
it's a heavy lift. It really is. Some days it's a heavier lift than others. Chris, you got a good what if for us?
I got a what if for mm-hmm. I got a what if. Hugh.
Yes.
What if Jalen Daniels, his mom, what if she says yes? Are you still going to be on the radio? What are you going
to
do?
What do you mean say yes to what?
To
hanging out?
Yeah,
I'm going to do my job.
You'll be distracted, though.
No.
You'll be distracted.
No, definitely not. I'm a professional.
Sometimes.
Loosely.
Chris, good phone call. What if Jaden Daniels' mom replies?
What do you mean? If, like, say, hey, at this point, probably not.
She deleted your Instagram.
It's a little uncomfortable, though. It's a little uncomfortable.
Just reach out again.
No, I'm just saying.
You need to sabotage the Commander's season.
I'm trying, man, but I don't think that's where she want to be. You know what I mean? I mean, I think she just, you know, she like, you
well,
know.
I mean, Ashlyn told us you had the wrong first opening line. Big yeah, it didn't work out for you. While we're talking about voice cracks, Shua, do you know what I thought about?
What's that?
One of the more famous ones on our show. Do you remember this? The Eagles chant from our guy Sammy? Remember this?
Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Eagles!
I think he probably popped one of his boys.
Or an artery.
Kyle, you know what to do.
That is crazy.
It does happen to the best of us. I mean, it really does.
Yeah, that is.
It happens. What was mine? The Ranger Suarez one? Remember that last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Listen. You got to give him a moment to spook.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
That felt like a Peter Brady moment right there. When it's time to change.
It did. It did. My Peter Brady moment. Happens to the best of us.
Oh, good time.
All right. We don't need it twice.
What about three?
Three might be overkill.
Yeah, all right. I got it.
Let's go to Herb in the Northeast.
Herb.
What's going on there, Hugh Douglas?
What's going on, Herb, man?
Herb?
Football is here, baby. Let's go.
We're back. How you feeling,
Let's
Herb?
Get it on.
I don't know about that.
You ready,
Herb, what do you
Joe?
Got?
I'm ready, Joe.
Of course I'm ready. We got a pregame show Saturday night.
We do?
Yeah, we got a lot Saturday. Of fans out here. A lot of fans are, like, out here talking and, like, they know everything and a lot of negativity in Philadelphia. I don't know what's going on.
Well, what do you know, Herb?
It's a joke. It's a joke.
What do you know? What do you think?
All I know is the quarterback took you to two Super Bowls and won one.
Dragged us.
And Lane Johnson's trying to get a third ring on his finger. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So everybody needs to calm down, relax, take a couple chill pills, go have a couple beer, go have a couple beers or something. You know what I mean? You'll be fine. I expect the team to do good this year. I'm looking somewhere between 12 and 13 wins, depending on how they get out of the gate the first 4 weeks. And then that's it. I want to, you know, I'm going to be in London. I know I'm going to be cheering them on in London. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been to London since 1987.
Okay. What pub are we going to? You know any good pubs? Me, you, and Hugh? We're going to go to the pub.
Well, I'll be down.
We're hanging out together.
Yeah. We're going to the pub with
some
her.
Of my friends are staying. Some of my friends are staying at the Intercontinental because they got the money. You understand?
But you're not staying there? Where are you staying?
We staying at the Intercontinental?
I have no idea.
I'm staying right near the train station because I got an early train to Gatwick Airport on Monday because I'm flying to Prague, okay?
Oh, you're going to Prague so, after London. Making a whole trip
what
up.
What are you going to Prague for?
What are you doing in Prague?
I'm
some
going
friends?
To Prague to go see it, to see what's going on, bro.
Okay. So when are you getting in? When are you getting there?
Maybe I'll do a couple porno movies or something. You know? Couple,
excuse me.
Ain't, don't nobody need to see that. Ain't nobody trying to see that.
Well, I'm looking at the three.
Ain't nobody trying to see that.
Herb.
What we talking about?
You like that, don't you? You like that, boy.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
Douglas. I was and down your neighborhood.
Lather Vaseline on me.
And neighborhood, boy.
I am not a porn watcher. That is not my wheel.
Well, you've never seen one with Herb. I mean, that's.
If they give you $5,000, if somebody gives you $5,000, you're born. You'll do born. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know I haven't played football in a while.
What's the number? Douglas, what's the number? What's the number?
Ain't gonna move me to do porn.
Herb, what's your number? You doing it for free or are you getting paid?
Are we really having
what are you talking about?
The porn.
I know the producers in L.A. I got producers in L.A., bro.
You know producers or you have a producer that's going to produce your film?
He got the porn.
I got the producers, okay? They're friends of mine, okay?
I've played with guys. Now, since we're here, I do know
Reno,
a porn star.
Reno, Nevada, Las Vegas. Las Vegas, sure. Reno, Nevada. You understand, JoJo?
Of course, I know you. Yeah.
Joe knows.
So,
Joe knows porn stars.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good about the Phillies, Joe.
Jesus Luzardo has been awesome. Herb, good phone call. Luzardo is. No, I got to tell you, I'm sitting on a Luzardo should start game one or two take of the playoffs. Sitting on it. Last 2 or 3 months, Lizardo's been awesome.
Feels like you're trying to deflect off of
him. He asked me a question.
Hey, Joe got out of that conversation so fast.
Well, it's time. It's also. Well, between the two of you, I don't know what's going to happen next.
No, I'm just saying. $5,000 to porn seems a little light.
Well, for you, maybe. Not for Herb. Herb gets $10 he's in. You think that guy's going to say no?
It's. Something tells me he'd do it for the love of the game.
All right.
A sandwich, I'm in. He said a sandwich and a soda.
You know, every time we have one of these, now I have to try to get through a read. Why? The timing of Herb. Every single time. All right. 215-592-9494. We're going to get to our winner. Plus you people, I'm sure they have a lot to say today. And after, on the other side here, we got to get to some of the Hall of Fame inductions this weekend. We had some good stuff come out of there. I thought some of them were more classy Hall of Fame speeches. Mm-hmm. Some were not, so we'll get to both of those with the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You know it's here. Football's here, of course. We had a preseason game last week. We got more this week. And, of course, we have ourselves the Eagles playing this week in the preseason. And I want to talk about the NFL. Before the season even kicks off, everyone's making predictions. Who wins the division? Who makes the playoffs? Who's lifting the trophy at season's end? And there's a lot right now you could jump on Kelsey, America's number one prediction market platform. You could trade some of those predictions in a live market. As far as who is going to win the AFC, I like Buffalo this year. I think it is their year to finally get into the Super Bowl. They're trading right now at 16%, which means a yes on Buffalo to win the AFC pays out $590.29. On Kelce, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position. Trade the draft pick, the game, and more on Kelce. Download the Kelce app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. KALSHI. Kelce, trade on anything. Welcome back. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Midday Show, live at Eagles training camp. Where, you know, some of these guys one day will be inducted into Canton, Ohio. I'm not sure how many, but Lane Johnson certainly seems like the most logical one.
Yeah, he's going to.
Jalen,
we did have that discussion on Friday.
Yeah, he might go.
He could.
Got to put a lot of work in.
Work to do. Sure, Saquon. I mean, there's quite a few guys in this team that have tons of talent. Jalen Carter certainly has the talent to kind of be there one day.
Sirianni.
Well, that's another one like Jalen, right? If he keeps doing what he's doing and they win another championship, I mean, regardless of what you think of Nick and how much this is really all him, I mean, that kind of resume does put you in the mix. So we did have the Hall of Fame inductions here on Saturday.
Yes.
And there was, it's always interesting hearing the speeches. I like to watch them, especially pro football. I watched some of the baseball ones. But it felt like we had different kinds of speeches this year. Some were more of the classic speeches. Some were more a little goofy, like a little stand-up routine. Let's start with actually a really cool story from Drew Brees and kind of the moment his career went to a different level when he realized he had to take responsibility for what he was doing on the field. Here's Drew Brees.
Thank you to Coach Cam Cameron and Brian Schottenheimer, offensive coordinator and quarterback coach for the Chargers. I'll never forget a film session in 2003. I was coming off a tough game, and as we watched the tape together, they asked me the question, hey, why didn't you throw to this receiver? He was wide open. To which my response was, I couldn't see him. The tape paused, there was a moment of silence, they glared at me and said, it's your job to see. You reach a point in your career when you stop making excuses. It's usually a moment or an event where you flip a switch or make a very conscious decision, and it becomes part of your being. They were right, and never again would those words or thoughts come out of my mouth. I would need to find a way to play the game a little bit different, even if it was in a way that had not been done before.
Hugh, what'd you think of that one?
That was pretty poignant.
I thought it was a pretty cool story.
Yeah, but that's the NFL in a nutshell. Nobody wants to hear about the labor pains, just showing the baby. You know, and it resonates because I remember my coach, Sugar Bear, used to say, hey, man, it's your job to know what to do. Like, that's what we're paying you. And, you know, some guys get that and some guys don't.
And listen, he didn't say it. I'm guessing he couldn't see because he was short.
Shorter,
right?
That's basically what he was saying.
Right, but like,
but that's not an excuse.
No, I think it was head coach was Marty Schottenheimer and Cam Cameron, some of the coordinator. Their response to him was correct. We don't care. Like,
yeah.
If you're the starting quarterback, you need to see the receiver open. Otherwise, we're going to put someone else in.
Exactly, and that's how it works in the NFL in a nutshell. You know, if you can't get the job done, there's some other cats out there that are waiting in line to try to do your job.
Yeah, that I thought that was cool. I also thought this was it's kind of on par for what's gone on with a lot of these former Patriots, a kind of open season on Bill Belichick, who, by the way, still is not in the Hall of Fame. I know Bill Belichick's punchline now, but still not there, while all the Patriots that he coached are in. Let's hear Adam Vinatieri during his speech on Saturday.
I would repeat those last few statements about Coach Bill Belichick as well. Thank you for demanding excellence every single day. Your preparation, discipline, and attention to detail shaped far more than my football career. Unfortunately, Bill couldn't make it here today. There's a lot going on at UNC right now. He may be on a recruiting trip right now looking for the next Lawrence Taylor. I thought it was because training camp had already started. But in truth, it's because he's judging his girlfriend's cheerleading competition.
Damn. Scathing. But he took a shot at Pat McAfee, too.
He did. He had some fun with him. He was his holder with the, the Colts.
Yeah, we could imagine it. Yeah.
Yeah, we could hear that.
Can we?
Hey, Pat McAfee's here in the crowd today. Great to see you, brother. The only person who enjoyed holding my balls more than my wife.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
McAfee got a kick out of it, though. Have the ex-Patriots gone too far in ripping their coach?
No.
No?
I think that
I mean, none of them are there without him.
Yeah, I see what you're saying
it's
when
like
you say that.
It's like a punchline. Like, ha, 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 Bill. Like, okay, you're not there without him.
You know what, though? to your point, I give you that. I give you that because it feels disrespectful. But, I mean, hell, his girlfriend does do cheerleading competition.
It is hard to avoid the elephant in the room.
I mean, come on, dog.
I know.
Like,
but is it a stand-up routine or is it a Hall of Fame speech?
Well, you are dating. Like, she's like, what, 30 years younger than you? Or 40?
Mm-hmm. Probably like closer 50? To 40-ish, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean.
It's a lot.
People are going to talk about that. Like, seriously. What are y'all talking about? Like, at that, like, that's an age gap.
You know, it's one of those things where, like, if you're behind the scenes and just talking among yourselves, of course it's a group joke. I'm sure it's in every group chat. But does he have to do it in the Hall of Fame speech?
Well, I mean, he did it.
Well, I know.
So it was like, you know, he took a shot. And you know, people laughed because he was at her cheerleading competition. It was, it was a little weird.
But the whole thing is beyond weird.
If I'm first of all, I'm not going to date anybody that young. But if I did, I'm not going to the cheerleading competition. I'm not doing that.
Well, you kind of have to, though.
Uh-uh.
Well, then you're not dating her.
I guess I'm not.
I mean, that's why that wouldn't work out for you.
I would, yeah, I'm not. That's. I mean, listen, man, I got daughters. That's young.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, but she's grown. She's a grown woman. You ain't talking about a whole lot. I don't feel like, you know, after, you know, whatever, you know, the night brings for you, that you're talking about, she'd probably get up and go play video games. So go play Call of Duty or something.
Play with you.
Yeah. But I'm closer to her age than he is.
Yeah. That's saying a lot. D in Glassboro's up. What's up, D?
Congratulations once again on a really wild show. Yes. This has gone
it
a
feels
lot
like
of places.
Every day we get here somehow.
And that's even with skipping over the McAfee joke.
You know, we just plan it. We always have a show plan D, and then I don't know what happens, and we get to 140, and I'm like, where do we go?
You know what it is? It's like when you get uncomfortable, that kind of makes me want to push the envelope a little bit.
Rhythmic ball play.
Go ahead, D.
Well, I mean, here you go, Hugh. I mean, I love how you are so worried about the Commanders players' moms. It's
a kind of commitment that only Hugh Douglas gives you.
But yeah. But in my defense, they're both age appropriate. I don't know what Laramie Tunsil mama looked like.
I'll look it up.
She probably ain't that cute.
No, they are. They are. You're, again, very good. You're not turning into a Sharp or Belichick here. So kudos to you, sir.
Yeah, I'm too, you know, because I have daughters and they've already told me, like, you know, they can't date anybody close to their age.
Oh, there's some rules there?
Yeah.
Oh, there
they already
be.
Told me. Yeah, they told me that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they
yeah, yeah.
At me like no, I was yeah. getting crazy.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay, so Joe, I agree with you about Boehm. He just needs to go. There's no room for him. Just get him out.
Enough is enough, D. I mean, I've reached the breaking point. I've reached the breaking point with the Boehm thing.
Get him out.
I can't look at him anymore. I look at him and I just see errors and disappointment.
And that's not what you like when the lineup comes out tonight. And I know his name will be in it when it comes out in 2 hours or whatever. I will be disappointed that I see him there. It's too much. D, what do you got for us for a what if? We're going to get in the mix for the prize. What? Give us a great what if.
Oh, sure. So I think, like, what if the Eagles actually paid P.O.?
D, it's funny you brought that. I was waiting for someone today. So when I was writing the book that I wrote, the what if book, that is literally one of the chapters. A lot of people today have hit. Some of them, like that, kind of on close to something I wrote. That is one of the chapters. What if the Eagles paid T.O.? D, it's a great one. We appreciate the phone call. Obviously, I think it's a good one. I put it in my book. Hugh, how do you think it works out if they pay him? The sit-up.
Probably go
so,
to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm hoping.
Like, it has a happy ending.
Yeah, has a happy ending. Win, go to Super Bowl again, win the Super Bowl. And, you know, him and Donovan never have to go down the road that they went down. And none of this ever happens. None of it ever happens.
Oh, I didn't realize.
None of it.
Your angle to it
yeah,
is awesome.
None of it never happens.
So you don't have to get. And you have to get in a fight with T.O.
Yeah,
he has more money. Did. Eagles might win a Super Bowl earlier.
Yeah, and I just could have just did radio, good radio in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but it's kind of part of your lore.
Yeah,
you're not the same Hugh Douglas on the radio without that.
Yeah,
without causing all sorts of problems.
Without causing all sorts of problems. And you
did.
Crazy.
I mean, you did.
I did not cause any problems.
Oh, hold on. You tore that team apart.
Boy, I tell you, it's amazing how
the bad assiter on the morning show talking crap about T.O. and then fighting in the locker room feels like problems.
It's amazing how no matter how many times this story is told.
I've never heard it.
It just meanders and takes on a life of its own every time. Now, I was the one that broke up. I was Yoko Ono in this situation.
Absolutely were. Yeah. I mean, everyone knows that. Let's grab Jeremy in Vineland. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, what's going on? Very reluctantly, I have to agree with Joe today. I don't think Sean Mannion has that much pressure on him because I think Jalen's got all the pressure on him. And we can skip the reckless speculation because we can go by the tangible evidence. They got the first-round pick, Mekhi Lemon, that matches the scheme and not the quarterback.
Where is he at right now?
Well, he's hurt, but they drafted him for the scheme.
So before you get to cook, I'm going to let you cook, but how is he an X factor when he's not even been on the field yet?
He hasn't, Hugh, but here's my point. And a first-round draft pick isn't more important than your quarterback, but this is what I'm saying. He matches exactly the opposite of what Jalen Hurts has been good at, and that's with contested catches for wide receivers who play man-to-man. This kid does exactly the opposite. Okay, so they're not just going to all of a sudden bring him in and say that he's going to be a contested catch wide receiver. They're going to do what he does well.
No, I'm not. But he did it in
the zone, and he goes in the middle, and he's also a slot receiver.
He did. You know who else was a good receiver in college that played well in college? And I'm not trying to take a shot at him because he was pretty decent here, was Freddie Mitchell. Like, listen, I'm not, and I'm not trying to diminish what Mekhi Lemon brings to the table. That's not what I'm doing. But what I'm trying to tell you is this: this is a different game than one he played in college. And if he's not out there on the field, his quarterback, like Jalen's not benefiting from anything that he's doing because he's not learning. He's not learning what Mekhi does.
Agreed.
Well.
Time will tell if he can do it. But conceptually, he's here to. Conceptually, he's here to fit Manny's offense.
Exactly,
I think that's what Jeremy's saying.
Basically, that's the same thing that Seth was talking about. You're bringing him in because you think he's the key that's going to unlock the middle.
Fits the offense.
Okay, he does fit the offense, but he's not practicing.
I know. That's his own problem.
And the reality of the situation is you have other people out there that are getting these quality reps that when the season starts – like, he's going to get his burn because he's a first-round draft pick. But if
eventually,
he's not
– maybe not week
no,
one
but
or two.
What I'm saying, he's going to – somebody's out there earning these reps, right, and they're playing well.
Darius Cooper.
But when he comes out there and he plays, they're going to put him out there because he's the first-round draft pick. That might be to the detriment of the team because the other receiver's playing better.
Maybe.
That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Hugh, my whole point is I understand that, Hugh. What I'm saying is I'm not even talking about if Mekhi Lemon turns out to be a good wide receiver or not. What I'm saying is – when you spend something like the value of a first-round pick that matches the scheme rather than what matches the talent of the quarterback, it says a lot. Because when Kellen Moore was here, what happened? We pivoted to what Jalen was good at, right? Mekhi Lemon, that kid is not meant to pivot. That kid right there is meant to push this scheme right here. He's not more important than Jalen, but what I'm saying is he's a valuable first-round pick that they decided to fit the scheme and not what the quarterback's good at.
And again, I get it, Jeremy.
Good
he's
call.
Not on the field.
Not now. No, he's not.
He's not on the field.
I think he means like the draft pick.
No, I get. Listen, I get all of that, but you can't make the club in the tub. And for everything that you're talking about that he is, again, he's not on the field.
He's not. No, and they need him out there long term. Obviously, he's their first round pick. All right, let's get to you people, and then we'll tell everyone who our winner is today for the Eagles practice tickets.
A lot of the what ifs we got today, sports related. I was hoping we'd get a little more WIP life.
Like, what if me and
history.
Joe had hair?
Well.
Would that change that much?
No.
When I'm just I
gotta be honest. I don't think anything about my life changes if I have hair. No.
I mean, Hugh might get brand new on us, but.
Oh, I definitely will. I'll be wearing my hair like Andre 3000.
Oh, really?
In the Hey Ya video every day. I'll be getting mine pressed.
It's better you're bald than
cornrows.
But you people, I thought, had some pretty solid what ifs that were kind of non sports related. We'll get to those in just a second. But first, Joe needs to be nicer to Alec Bohm.
No, I absolutely not. Actually, I think collectively we need to stop this. What is this nicer business?
I couldn't believe how many people ran to his defense today.
At least someone didn't tell me he's young today, because I think I would have blew a gasket. He's 30 now.
Daycare.
He's in his 30s. 30.
Las Vegas was built for stars. Here we go. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Speaking of 30, never forget Hugh's 30 home run prediction for Alec Boehm this season.
And
well, he wishes we forgot. He wishes.
I don't think that's...
I think I said 15.
No.
I changed it.
No, you said 30. No,
you don't get the change.
And now we're getting callers saying maybe just DFA him before the season ends.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Boehm really embarrassed us in front of Chase Utley, and he should be DFA'd for that alone.
I agree. That it's the straw that broke the camel's back for Boehm this
week. I mean, what do you think Chase is thinking as he's up there swinging at the first pitch?
Yeah.
After what Luisa Rise did right before him, the misplay. I mean, Utley would never.
You know what?
Like, read the room.
Utley's probably thinking, there's no way this guy could have played with our team in 07 to 11.
Probably a little bit of that.
Yeah, he couldn't have played with us.
I mean, also, like, how is Boehm serious about going up there and doing that after hearing Utley's speech? The whole thing is just...
It's embarrassing.
I mean, it's an insult. Mm-hmm. It's an insult. Could Kyle play first or third in any baseball league? I feel like I could easily play first or third in, like, a T-ball. Maybe pitching machine.
T-ball, like, with five-year-olds?
Oh, dude, I dominate those kids.
Like the Seinfeld where Kramer does karate with the kids because they're all on the same skill level, yeah. Even though they're eight.
Yeah, I mean, so. Think twice. How can you guys sit there wearing Eagles gear and doubt Sean Mannion?
Ask Douglas.
What do you mean, how am I doubting?
Well, you're not a Mannion man. That's been well established.
No, listen. Whoever said that.
You're putting extra pressure on Sean Mannion.
I'm not putting any more pressure on Sean Mannion that is already on
him. Not with the people said.
He's never done this before. And I think we tend to forget that they had to do a wrench around to get back to him before they hired him. They did a wrench around.
What are we doing?
No, I'm just saying. They came back to him after they had interviewed him because nobody else wanted the job.
We know the headline of this segment.
Couldn't think of another word to use.
That really?
Couldn't think of another word.
How?
It is circle back, maybe?
Okay, that same thing, but it just sounds better.
It's not.
They did a circle back. They circle back to him because nobody wanted this job in offseason for whatever reason. And then we were told, like everything that we were told about Sean Mannion, we were fed. Like, we don't know that for sure.
Well,
we
I mean, the players are saying evil genius.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But they didn't.
Because
no,
I mean,
not saying
that is wrong, but we were fed that. Now, when the season starts.
The doubt is so thick. The doubting Douglas over here.
No, I'm not doubting him, but we were told the same thing about Petula.
No, not like this.
Are you kidding me?
You remember evil genius about Petula?
No, I don't remember
say
evil
that without
genius,
laughing.
But everybody's like, hey, Petula's been in the building. He knows all
that. I told you he was a
probably only Elliot,
too.
If we're being honest.
Yeah, well,
now,
Elliot.
Why are we throwing Elliot on the bus?
I mean, he obviously bought hook, line, and sinker to the Petula thing.
What?
All right, let's get to some other
what ifs.
We are
a mess.
What if we fired Joe right now?
Then we would have a problem.
We would. In the middle of the show.
Yeah, we would have a problem.
I don't think that would work out. What if you stopped hating on all of our athletes? That's both of you.
Hating on them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you especially.
You know what's funny?
Can we just be honest? Bohm stinks. Like, that's not hate. That's reality, people. Stinks.
Yep. I love when people say that because, okay, and then when you ask them how they're hating, and they'll be like, because you see it that he wasn't this. Okay, what game were you watching where he wasn't exactly what we said? Yeah. Didn't you hear L.A.? In that moment on the game,
so disappointed.
So I guess L.A. hating too, and he worked.
Sure.
He worked for the Phillies.
Yeah,
and he's a hater.
Mm-hmm. What
Come
if
on,
you
man,
won the T.O. fight?
I mean, I didn't lose it.
Did you win it?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as the fight's concerned, it was like yeah.
All right, a few more here. You can just tell Hugh Douglas is divorced.
What is?
That's not
that
right.
Man. So simple, so strong, right. And so mean. Yeah.
What does that mean? Ooh, you know what? I'm gonna let this one go because I was about to say I bet your wife thinks I'm attractive.
All right, there it is. Uh-huh. You didn't let it go.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure his girlfriend thinks I'm attractive.
Denzel Douglas over here really thinks he's an A-lister.
I am an A-lister.
No,
D-lister.
A-list, you're talking about like an actor?
Yeah,
an A-list.
Nope.
All right, well. I would be willing to bet that I have more IMDb plugs than
what one of them was Sunday Night Football.
What
about
King Kong? I'm just saying. I got more than whoever said that about me.
Not King Kong, though.
Maybe not more than King Kong, but I got more. Like, it was a song that Rick Ross had. I might not be bigger than Biggie, but I'm bigger than you. It's kind of the same thing.
Got one more quick one here.
Yeah,
we got it.
Went over to get an autograph from my favorite player this morning, and some guy named Hugh signed the thing that I wanted Hollis Thomas to sign.
Yeah, I think that was it.
That was it. All right, Phil, I think, how about we go with the Orion Kirk race?
Yeah.
That was a fun one, and that was a more recent one. Phil, you're a winner today.
Phil.
Of the tickets to go to the Eagles Open practice. All right, we're going to hand this over.
Today was a good day.
It was a very fun day. We're back here tomorrow at camp. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!